Hi, and welcome to the Digital's Growthcast. Today, I have Christopher Lara here. He is our SEO manager and handles our internal marketing here at the Digital. And today, we're going to talk about Google SGE. So, Christopher, what the heck is SGE?
Yeah, so SGE stands for Search Generative Experience. It's an experimental search that uses generative AI to provide users with quick and clear overviews of search topics. It's still in the testing phase, and users can opt in and check it out by going to Google Labs website.
So is that the answers that you sometimes see at the top of the screen when you're doing a Google search?
Maybe. If you've enabled it, then yes, but I don't want people to get confused with like featured snippets, which is slightly different. Well, it's actually very different than SGE.
All right, so what's an example of a Google search that SGE can provide a helpful answer for?
Yeah, I love the example that Google presented when they first rolled out SGE. The search was, What's better for a family with kids under three and a dog, Bryce Canyon or Arches? That's a pretty specific question with a few variables that a website owner might not address specifically, but AI through Google SGE handled it pretty well. It answered that both Bryce Canyon and Arches are family friendly and that both parks prohibit dogs on unpaved trails, but Bryce Canyon has two paved trails that allow dogs. It then went on to describe the parks a little bit and even offered some suggestions on follow-up questions to ask, such as how long to spend at Bryce Canyon with kids.
Cool. Yeah, I like that AI can just make your searching faster because it can pull facts from several websites and compile them for you instead of you looking at 10 different websites. It like does it instantly. So what does that mean for website owners? How do they get to be one of the ones that's featured in the answer?
So Google, within the search result, they'll reference the websites that they drew that information from. So they might have drawn that information from multiple websites. So if your website has content that helps support Google's answer and it's an answer they've seen across multiple websites, they might feature your website in the results.
Great. Yeah, I've read that the websites that they get the answers from specifically may not be the same websites that they feature in the result at the top. You know how they give you an answer and then there's like two or three boxes of websites. Just from what I've read, those two or three sites can also answer the question or corroborate the answer that Google Bard or whatever it is that's powering SGE got the information from, but that it may have gotten it from 20 websites, but it chooses to give you two or three that can also corroborate the information.
Okay. Yeah, definitely. Authoritas, I hope I said that right, did a research study on the impact of Google SGE on organic ranking. It's a great read and worth checking out. But the key takeaway was that the AI-generated answers in SGE didn't match any links from the top 10 Google organic search results 94% of the time. Which would be great news for website owners who might not be on page one of a search result. The website owner might now be showing up in SGE yeah. results and possibly get a website visitor that they previously would not have reached.
Great. So the good news is really helpful content that answers questions can be featured even if you don't have a lot of traffic or a lot of backlinks yet and you're not ranking. But if Definitely. You're answering a question well, you could still be at the top in that answer. That's great news.
Yeah, I've done a bunch of SGE searches and clicked on websites that show up in the SGE results. And I've noticed that SGE results aren't always long articles. Sometimes they turn up results that are short and to the point. They also sometimes return a diversity of media types, not just articles, but also videos or podcasts, which could be a really great opportunity for website owners not already ranking organically on page one.
Nice. Have you ever seen a YouTube video show up as a featured result?
I've seen videos, but off the top of my head, I don't recall if they were YouTube
Okay. I was just curious because I'm noticing YouTube results coming up, at the top a lot for when I'm just searching for something. Just because I have an interest in technology and photography and things like that. And so often when if I'm searching a question about a camera or something, it's usually a bunch of YouTube video search results, which
Are
is
you
crazy.
happy with like the results that you see? I think at the end of the day, that's like the take home message, right? Just create quality content that your users want to see. I mean, that's
And
it.
answer
End of
questions.
podcast.
Yeah, and frame it in a way that answers a question that someone might be searching for. I think that
Yeah, I think
that
yeah,
helps.
just treat your users as real people who would ask a question in a natural way, and don't try to think that you're going to be clever and AI optimize your question.
So, do you think Google is actually pushing or boosting AI generated content over other content?
You mean like in what's ranking organically or showing SGE results?
Organically in
I don't think Google has a preference for AI articles over non-AI articles. I think ultimately they're going to try to rank the content that users best respond to. I know because the Google antitrust lawsuits, they had to release some slides from an internal presentation that they tried not to. And it was pretty interesting because the slides reinforced the message that Google doesn't just score a page and then show the results for the users. They score a page, organically show results, look at how users are responding to those results, and then the way the users respond to the results like helps feed that cycle and causes change in the ranking. So if your AI content is a hit with users, then I think you're just going to get rewarded, whether it was 100% human made or 100% AI made.
I personally think if you generate a piece of content with an AI tool like ChatGPT, for example, and it's not original, you just said, write me an article about this. There's a good chance it's going to be duplicate content, it's going to have robotic language, and that's not quality content. I think it's good to get ideas and help like come up with your own at least outline using your own knowledge and expertise, and then maybe using an AI tool to help flesh it out and then going back in and using your own language because
Yeah,
one, you don't want duplicate content and the AI tool's getting it from somewhere, so it exists somewhere, right? And two, you don't want to sound like a robot. You want to, people are less likely to be engaged or stay engaged if it's just robotic language.
yeah, and I think people, I mean, I know for myself, I like reading content that sometimes has personality behind it. Like I know on our team, articles by Alyssa, definitely I could identify without knowing who wrote it. I could read the article and know whether it was Alyssa or not, because she has a personality and a tone that comes out in her writing, and I enjoy it. And I think our readers or readers also like sometimes that personality that comes through.
Agreed. So, what's the difference between SGE and generative AI?
So, generative AI is a term usually used to talk about producing content using AI. And SGE does use generative AI to produce answers. But typically, when people are talking about generative AI, they're talking about like producing content for websites, or maybe images or full-length articles. It does use generative AI, but it's like maybe I guess maybe more specific. It's more specific than just a more blanket term like generative AI, which typically people use when they're talking about producing content.
Okay. And the Search Generative Experience, or SGE, is specifically Google's term that they use for their AI-assisted search.
Correct. Yes.
Whereas generative AI is more of a blanket term that means an AI tool generating content in some way, like a blog article or an image.
Yeah.
I know we talked about, so it's just going to be even more important for our content to answer questions so that our websites can be highlighted in Google's search generative results. But what else should we consider on the SEO side of things? Is there anything else we should be doing in our SEO efforts to still rank, for the traditional reasons we do SEO, but then also keeping this new technology or this new search generative experience in mind?
Yeah, well, I wouldn't encourage going full throttle on any particular action, especially since SGE is still in development and changing. But I would start testing what results are coming up in SGE for search terms you rank for or want to rank for. Get an idea of the kind of results that are coming up and maybe experiment with updating a few pieces of content with the results in mind. Is SGE pulling up videos, images, podcasts for these search terms? If so, then maybe it's time for the website owner to take a look at their content and if they need to explore adding images, creating videos, or maybe join a podcast as a guest. Something else to keep in mind, Google has come out and said there are some searches in which SGE results will not appear because Google doesn't feel that SGE would be an appropriate fit, or that there's a limitation in its knowledge. Google is well aware of limitations to large language models.
Yeah, so healthcare, anything that's answering a health or medical question, SGE is not supposed to give a result. Just this is what I've just ex in my reading. But then I've also heard others say that it's not supposed to, but it still does in some
Yeah.
cases. So
De
it's like
depending how
not
you phrase
fine-tuned
it.
just yet.
Yeah. Sometimes you could like twist the way you phrase a question and then you end up getting an answer which maybe they didn't mean for you to get.
Yeah. Have you heard of any other? I know it's not supposed to give medical advice. I wonder if it's not supposed to give legal advice, or is there any other topics you've heard that it won't give a result for, or not supposed to anyway?
I remember early on, someone reading about someone writing about, maybe this would fall along the lines of medical, but suicide. Oh, I know a good one, drugs. I've tested this one, so just because I like testing. It'll say no, I can't. It won't talk about some topics around drugs.
Like if you ask a question about an illegal drug, it won't
It,
tell you, or like
yeah, so
on
if
a
you
legal drug.
like were to ask it, what do you know about a specific cannabis strain? It won't answer
Oh, interesting. Okay. Anything else we should talk about?
Yeah, I think if SGE rolls out, it might affect website traffic for searches where a website is one of the top results. Ahrefs did a study and found that for searches where a featured snippet appeared, it reduced the click-through rate of the number one search result from 26% to 20%. So I imagine if SGE rolls out fully, it would have a similar effect on click-through rates for the number one search result. At the end of the day, I think the focus for website owners should remain the same. Focus on making quality content that your users would want to see.
Great. Well, thank you so much for your wisdom and your feedback on this topic, Christopher.
Sure,
I can
no
always count
problem.
on you to know the latest and greatest out there, and just always enjoy talking with you. So
Yeah,
thank you.
no problem.